When Pastor asked me to say something today, he really didn't tell me what to talk about, but I have a story I want to tell you about, and you probably, most of you are familiar with it, but I want to start it with what's next. And the story is about the prodigal son. Okay, so there was a father who had quite a bit of apparently wealth, and he had two sons, and the one son come to him and he said, "Dad, you know, I pretty much want to go sow my wild oats. I want to go out and do what I want to do. I want to live like I want to live. Can I have my portion of what you're going to give me?" And so the father says, okay. So he divides the inheritance up and he gives it to the son. And he leaves and he goes out and the Bible pretty much says he parties like it's 19. What's that song? 1999, okay. So anyway, so he goes out and he spends it all and he wastes it, and there's a famine in the land, and he finds himself working for this pig farmer, and he's feeding the pigs, and he's laying out there, and he's out there, and he doesn't have any food, so he's eating, the Bible says, the husk off the corn, and he's feeding these pigs and he's feeding himself, and he comes to himself and he says, "You know what? The servants at my dad's house have plenty to eat. They have leftover. They have a warm bed to sleep in. They have a home, you know." So he said, "I'll go back. But this time, I'll ask forgiveness from my father. And I'll be a servant, not a son." Anyway, he's coming down the road, and you got to visualize he's coming down this long road. Apparently, it's a straight and narrow road, because the Bible says a long ways off, the father saw his son coming down this road. Mm-hmm. And he runs to his son. And he gets the robe and the ring, and he wraps the robe and the ring. And at the same time, the son is saying, "I'm sorry, I failed you. I went out and used all this. I spent my inheritance. I've done all this wrong stuff. And I just want to be a servant." And he's wrapping this robe around him and giving him the ring, signifying, "No, you're my son." And so here, you know, visualize this. And then the father turns to his servants and said, "Kill the fatted calf, the special calf, because my son, which was dead, is now alive." I wonder what came next with this son. He was restored to the power of being the son of this wealthy man, but he had the heart of a servant. So I wonder what happened next. So I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about my own life. I was in a church, music director of a church, and for 17 years, been in church my whole life pretty much, and I was devastated by some things that happened. I was broken. I almost lost my faith in God. I walked away and I was like, "God, just give me my inheritance. Let me go and party." I walked away broken. And I spent my inheritance. I was out in the world. And then I decided that I was going to come back to God.
Hallelujah.
It was a long time ago. But the walk to Emmaus was where I really found that forgiveness. It was where he really wrapped his arms around me and put a robe around me and gave me a ring. And he said, as I was asking for forgiveness, "God, forgive me for this." He was saying, "No, you're not going to be a servant. You're going to be my son." So I kind of know what this guy was feeling, you know, because my heart when I come back to God was a heart of a servant. I wanted to do whatever you want me to do, God, and yet he gives me the power of being a son. So here I am, similar to this prodigal son. So I think I kind of know what's next. I think that son who was empowered with all the authority that his family had, I think he treated the servants different. Mm-hmm. I think when he saw somebody down and out, he helped them up.
Amen.
I think he saw somebody when they were in need. He gave to them and he done for them. So I think I know what's next. I think we have to have the heart of a servant and the power of a son. We're empowered. God gives us. There's not one of us sitting in this room right here that's not blessed, that God hadn't given to you. God hadn't placed storefront full of stuff and things in our homes. I mean, there used to be a comedian talking about how much stuff we have in our garages when our expensive cars stay outside. We've been blessed. Now, the question is what's next? Power of a son and the heart of a servant. Okay, there was another son. The other son, we don't talk about or hear much about him, but he was like, wait a minute, Dad. What do you mean you're giving him back all of what's yours? He's already spent his stuff. I've been here all the time. And the attitude was, it's all about me. Wait a minute. I'm the faithful one. I've been in this pew every Sunday. This is my pew. This is where I go to church. This is my church. So we have one son who is all about himself and the other son who is fallen and broken and still broken and in pieces. God's putting him back together, and yet he still has the heart of a servant. And I wonder, and I'm trying to keep this short. Sorry, Pastor.
That's cool.
I said the short part would be the hard part. So I wonder where you are this morning. Where are you in this story? Are you the son that stayed faithful your whole life and you're looking over at these young people or these new people coming in the church and you're going, they're going to interrupt my flow of what I want to do. They're going to overturn my apple cart. Are you that one? Or are you that powered son that has the heart of a servant? God bless you.